All right, folks, it is now time to kick off our 2021 High School Football Coaches Preview Shows. And on our first show today, as we're starting in alphabetical order, we'll start with the Allmerchie Indians. And we're lucky enough to have Coach Jeremy Green with us. And, Coach, this is your fourth season at the helm here at Allmerchie, isn't it?
It is, yep. This will be my first class where they were with me for 4 years, so that's really cool.
Time flies, man, and I know it's been kind of interesting the last year or so in what we've been dealing with the pandemic, and as you mentioned, this is your first senior class, and so I would imagine that adds another level of emotion going into this season. And so how would you describe the vibe that this senior class is bringing into the season for you?
They've helped create a good culture. You know, this football team has a good culture, and they like being around each other and their friends, and you know, sometimes they enjoy themselves too much, you know, being around each other, and I have to correct that a little bit. But I guess that, you know, that's better than them not getting along. But, you know, so I like that part of it. I like the closeness of that group.
Absolutely. And obviously last season came with new challenges for coaches to guide programs through. It doesn't matter if you're a new coach or if you're one of the longest tenured coaches in high school football. Everywhere around the country, people were dealing with some things that we've never had to deal with before. And so when you look back at last year and leading your team, what were some of the most difficult aspects of leading a team through the pandemic? I know there were a couple games you guys weren't able to get in.
Yeah, we only played 8 games, and then we played a handful with everybody, and we had to swap one out, you know. But, you know, football coaches plan everything, you know, like we plan practice down to 5-minute increments. We plan calendars, and not being able to plan was the hardest thing because you just didn't know from day to day what was going to happen. You know, do a depth chart, it might not mean nothing in 24 hours. You know, so that was the toughest. That was the toughest part. So, you know, I just tried to learn to be very mobile and liquid in my thinking and be able to adapt on the fly.
And, Coach, not to mention last year, teams losing spring and just summer workouts being a good bit different. So everybody had to deal with that same challenge. But this year, obviously, we're still dealing with the pandemic, but the restrictions are quite a bit different from last year. So you were able to get in spring. Summer workouts have been a bit more normal. So what does that look like for you?
Well, we had a great spring. You know, we got to go over and play Jacksonville State, and that was a good thing. And I like having spring because you don't go, you know, 7 months without – having football. And I think when you're trying to build up a program, you need the excitement of spring, so that was good to have here. And then, I mean, summer workouts, it was good to be able to come in and do, I know it's kind of cliche almost now, to feel a little bit normal over the course of summer was good. That felt good. That was good for our psyche, I think.
No question about it. I think that's one of the things that I wouldn't say it gets overlooked. You hear people talking about it, but maybe the significance of the mental health aspect of the abnormal situation that we've dealt with. Kids certainly do need to have that normalcy. They need to be around each other and have some things in their life that they look forward to. And so you've had that this year. So I know it's exciting getting ready for this season. When you look at your program now that you've got your first senior class, in what ways do you think you guys have made the most strides and had an opportunity to move forward?
Well, the biggest thing is installing our culture. You know, a culture of dependability and toughness. You know, you're going to be here when you say you're going to be here. You're going to do what you're asked to do. And just building up a little bit of excitement. Our numbers are up. That helps. We've got 54 players, but 40 are freshmen and sophomores. So, you know, that's helped building up the young, you know, building up the middle school, building up the youth program to make sure that our numbers are where they need to be. You know, that's what we focused on. And just trying to make football fun.
We talked a little bit about how you felt like the programs moved forward, but if there were a couple of areas that you wish were moving at a little bit better pace, what would those be?
I guess the biggest thing is just to be a little bit more old school. That's something that I wish, and probably going to get myself in trouble a little bit, but you know, I don't want to hear from your mom. I want to hear from you. Be a man, look me in the eye, tell me the truth, shake my hand. I think kids today are a little bit sheltered, and it's okay to get a butt chewing every now and then. You might get one day at work. You know, that's just the way it is, and I don't think it hurts as long as it ain't like over the top. You know, just let's be a little bit more old school, have a little bit more old school toughness.
Yeah, it's funny when you look back at when you're younger and you've got, you know, older people that are holding you accountable. And at the time you might think, man, they're singling me out, they're being mean to me or whatever the case may be. But then when you get our age, I look back on some of that stuff now and I'm like, if I'd only realized what they were trying to get through to me, I might be in a bit better place than I am at this point in time. So I think that is important.
I tell the kids all the time, people that are easy on you care about themselves, and people that are hard on you care about you, because being tough on somebody requires effort.
There's no question about that. But we're joined by the head coach of the Aumurchi Indians. Jeremy Green is with us. And we've talked a little bit in general about the summer and getting prepared for the season. But in our next segment, we're going to get a little bit more specific. We're going to talk about your offensive coaches, what type of offense you're going to run, and then kind of go over some of the players that you're going to have working for you this season. So we're going to take a break, and we will be right back on WLAQ.
Austin Ratliff's Aumurchi Pharmacy really wants your business. That's why when you go into the store, they know you by name, not by prescription number. They offer discount pricing all the time. And when you shop there, you're shopping locally, because they're owned and operated locally, and the money circulates right here in your town. And one other convenience, you need free delivery? They've got it. How about that? Austin Ratliff's Aumurchi Pharmacy on the Martha Berry Highway, across from the high school.
Hey there, BJ Littlejohn with Ware Mechanical again. Summer's here, and in Georgia, that means hot. This is the time of year to make sure your air conditioner is ready to go with a checkup from Ware Mechanical, Rome's trained comfort specialist. Check up today can save you big money down the road. Give us a call at 706-234-3051 and set up your service appointment. Keep cool all summer long with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 30 years. Ware Mechanical, your local trained comfort specialist. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Today we're talking about back pain. Nobody better to talk about back pain than Dr. James Keem of the Proctor Keem Chiropractic Clinic.
Well, thank you, Randy. And it's something that we deal with every day in the office. As we've talked about many times, it's the most common thing that chiropractors deal with is low back pain. Low back pain can be a disc problem most likely, but it's something that chiropractors can take care of. If you're having some back pain, you might want to give chiropractic a try. Don't let it get worse, get down in your leg or something like that, get the sciatic nerve pinched. If you're having a back problem, give us a call. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6. Saturday, 8:30 to 12, phone number 706-291-1971.
We are back on the 2021 Aumurchi Indians High School Football Preview Show. And in this segment, it's all about the offense coach. And so I want to start and talk about your offensive coaching staff.
I coach quarterbacks, and Coach Dustin Powell is our offensive line coach. He was a great football player here, and he's been here for a while. We go back. We've been friends since we were 13 years old. And he's an old school football coach, you know, hard-nosed guys, also the wrestling coach. And we all coach both sides of the ball. So Jamie Rice, who also serves as our defensive coordinator, is our wide receiver coach. He does a good job there. And we've hired Tim Puckett from Rockmart. He coaches our fullbacks. And then Buren Chubb is our running back coach. And then we also have Brevin Harris, who I coached at Sonorable. He helps with the wideouts as well. And like I said, we coach both sides. We're going to be talking about the same about the same guys.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about the offensive strategy that you're going to have for this year. I know over the last several years, you've kind of gone back and forth with some things, whether it's related to personnel or, you know, just however you're wanting to approach that. So what type of offense will you be running this year?
Yeah, I mean, I like to kind of say we're running the offense right now, because that's why everybody's running the same thing. It's shotgun, but it's spread out, or it's two back, but it's tight end. It's just multiple. And that's what we did our first year. The second year we tried to go into the triple because it fit our kids better, and then we had two quarterbacks get hurt. So we went back. So it's really – this will be our fourth year of running the same basic offense, what everybody else is doing, zone, power, counter, sweep, RPO, you know, screens. As what everybody in America is doing.
Until the football world decides it's time to go in a different direction.
Yes.
Let's talk about your personnel a little bit and start up front with the big fellows up front on the offensive line.
Yeah, well, we don't have an offensive lineman that can drive to school, okay? we are young. I don't think we've got a chin hair among them. Right now our starting offensive line will be Logan Hunt, who's a sophomore, Cameron Anthony, who's a sophomore, Tristan Young, who's a sophomore, C.J. Collin, who's a sophomore, and Jaden Salmon, who's a junior. And he's the only lineman in that class, and there's no senior lineman. But we got good older skill guys. So we really, really need them to grow fast and to mature fast. Because we graduated a bunch of 3- and 4-year starters last year on the offensive line.
And, Coach, let's work our way through your backfield, quarterback, running backs, and wide receivers.
Chandler Santo will be our quarterback. You know, really, he's a junior. I mean, this will be his 3rd year starting because he picked up halfway through his freshman year with injuries and started all last year and this year. And he throws the ball really, really well, and he's a good athlete. And J.J. House and Cameron Parker coming back at wideout. You know, they both all had had some all-region recognition, things like that, great athletes. In the backfield, we're excited to have a couple of new kids. Alex Wright, who's with us now, is a big kid, around 200 pounds, who's the fastest kid in the school. And then Austin Stacy, who played with us his freshman year, he's back with us now. He'll be another tailback. And then we've got two big kids. They're like our tight end, H-back type kids. Malik Drennick came to us from Northwest Whitfield. He's a big kid, you know, in that 6'2". 210-pound range, and then Hagan Terry, who will be a sophomore, who started last year, so tight end, fullback, hybrid. He's in that 6'1", 225 range, so we're excited about them.
Okay, we've talked a bit about your offense. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to break down the defense. We'll talk about the coaches, talk about your personnel, and also spend a little time on special teams. But this is the 2021 Almerchie Indians High School Football Preview Show with head coach Jeremy Green. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house and with all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center offers C-Perlin, Z-Perlin, and half channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you 8 different colors. Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Cemetery.
Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue, is Rome's oldest family-owned independent pharmacy. They've been in business since 1973. At Avery Drugs, most insurance is accepted. They have a drive-thru window and offer free delivery for your convenience. And Avery Drugs accepts all major credit cards. Shop local. Shop Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue in Rome. Give them a call with your questions about coronavirus and other illnesses at 706-291-0999.
Join us as Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers kicks back to the community August 11th through the 21st. We will have dozens of pieces of jewelry from our annual silent auction in the store. Select your favorite 501c3 charity. A $10 donation to the charity of your choice entitles you to a bid card allowing you to place bids on fabulous pieces of jewelry. Starting bids are 50% off the regular price. Winning charities receive 10% of the purchase price of every item in the auction. Hurry to Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers to find an exciting treasure for yourself and to help others in our community. Bidding begins August 11th and ends promptly at 2 o'clock August 21st. Kick back at Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers, 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. We are members of the American Gem Society. Remember, we all win when we kick back to our community.
We are back on the 2021 Almerchie High School Football Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ. Of course, we have Jeremy Green with us, head coach of the Indians. And, Coach, we talked offense in the last segment. Let's talk some defense and start with, well, we're going to hear the same names because your defensive coaches also coach offense.
Yeah, that's right. Coach Rice, Jamie Rice, is our he coaches our outside linebackers and our safeties. And Coach Powell coaches our defensive line. And some of those kids might not like that because they get him the whole day, you know, as offensive. And then Brevin Harris helps coach the corners with me, and Coach Chubb helps Coach Rice with the outside linebackers. Coach Puckett, who's been a really great hire, he's a good coach from, like I said, from Rottmar. He's coaching our inside linebackers. So that's the defensive staff.
Let's talk about the players on your team, and let's start with the defensive line.
Right. So we're going to try to start 22 players tomorrow against Model.
Wow.
And we started 22 players in the spring scrimmage. So we're going to start three freshman defensive linemen tomorrow night. We started two against Woodland in the spring game. One of our players, Jaquan Lindsay, who's a sophomore, he's battling a little knee deal right now. So Christian Cox will start nose guard, Jackson Hightower, and Hayden Phillips will start at the end. So we're going to see how those 14-year-olds, how fast they grow up.
So how are you feeling about the linebacker situation? Let's talk about some of those guys.
We feel really good there. You know, if you just saw us from a distance, you know, they're really good-looking athletes. Jesse Smith, who's new to us, was starting at Mott linebacker. J.R. Early, who's a senior, is a big 6'3", 200-pound kid, playing Sam linebacker. And Rylan Steen, a sophomore who started as a freshman at Mott linebacker last year. And we've got some other guys that can play there too. Sam Woodard is another name that I would mention, is a really good linebacker.
And as far as your defensive backs?
Well, outside linebacker, Luke Williams, who's a junior, he'll start for us at the Warrior position and at the Rover position. That's like the weak side safety. The senior, Riley Ross. And, at corner, we got Will Daniel and Jacob Seagraves, who are returning starters. And then at free safety, we'll start a sophomore named Jackson Coonley, who we're really excited about.
And, Coach, obviously three phases of the game. We've talked offense, defense, but I know that you pay special attention to special teams because they make such a difference at the end of the game. So let's talk about your special teams.
Well, we're really excited about Grayson Perry, who's going to be a sophomore who's coming back at kicker. You know, his freshman year was tough. He's coming off of leukemia, you know, treatments and things like that. And then just, you know, being a freshman, going from that middle school to high school football. But he looks like he's passed all that now. He's, you know, kicking the heck out of it. And I know the Northwest Georgia football guys were talking about, they felt like he was our best college prospect on our football team. And I don't disagree with that at all. The other day, I think it came out, he was rated a 4-star kicker by Coles. So, you know, he goes to their camps every year, and so we're excited about that. And the other thing is just with depth, you got to expect the kickoff return teams will be better. And we've got a lot. We've got 7 or 8, 9 kids that we feel like could return kicks or punts, which I haven't had that experience here. So I'm like, you know, like a kid in a candy shop. I'm like, hey, we could put 6 different guys back there deep, and I feel good about it. So that's helped me sleep better at night.
And you mentioned the Northwest Georgia football guys. I saw a little preview that you did with them a week or so ago, and they seem to have a tremendous amount of confidence in the growth in this team. And so when you look at the progress you feel like you guys made, I've heard you talk about depth situation. How do you feel like the confidence of your players, you know, in their chances for success has grown? And what do you think it's going to take for them to kind of get to that next level where they can get out on the field and just feel like, hey, any game we play in, we've got a shot here?
Well, you always have to believe, and you have to, you know, you hear coaches talking about learning to win. You have to learn how to win. You know, you got to learn how to finish out games. But I still just go back, our culture, right? Hard work, toughness, dependability, unselfishness, you know, and I know that gets old hearing me say that, but if we'll do those things consistently, we have a chance. You know, we've got good, skilled athletes. If our young linemen on both sides of the ball can come around, if we do what we're asked to do and we live up to our cultural standards, then we have a chance. If we don't live up to those standards, we don't have a chance. We don't have a lot of room for error, so we have to be all of the things that we talk about.
Well, Coach, the last thing we're going to do here on our preview today, as we always do, is have a look at the 2021 schedule. And I was having a peek at it before I came out here. Definitely some tough teams that you're going to face throughout the year. So it's going to be some big tests coming up, and I know you guys are really excited about it. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back. We'll run down the schedule, and we'll wrap things up here from Aumurchie High School. We'll be right back.
Sports and real estate are a lot alike. Hi, I'm Tom Holt, agent for Realty One Group Insight. Having the right coach and being prepared are what make winners. I would enjoy being your coach, whether it's a home, a commercial building, or a land lot. My job is to help you win the game by making the right plays and to cross the finish line first. It's simple. Give me a call at Realty One Group Insight, 706-578-1000, or my cell, Tom Holt, at 706-331-7098.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
Hey folks, this is Robert Mathis. I'm out here at Mathis Trailer and Equipment Sales. We're here at 3420 on Kingston Highway, and we also got a location in Leesburg, Alabama. Branson Tractors, we've got them in. Inventory is not as much as we'd like to see, but we got several horsepower sitting here. We have got some bargains for the day. You need to come in and check us out. Branson Tractors are going to run you 58 horsepower down to a 24 horsepower. They're tough machines. Come see us.
At First Bank Mortgage, we help others get to a better place. Your better place might be a yard for your kids or a bigger home for your growing family. Maybe it's just to refinance your current mortgage. Whatever your better place is, First Bank Mortgage will help you get there. Call 706-232-9458. Voted best mortgage lender 2 years in a row. First Bank Mortgage, 338 West 3rd Street, Rome. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 472433. First Bank Mortgage, helping you get to your better place.
Back one last time with the head coach of the Armurchie Indians here for our 2021 High School Football Coaches Preview Show with Jeremy Green at Armurchie High School. And in this segment, we like to run down the schedule. And, of course, you know, one of the things that happened going into last year is you had a different-looking schedule because of reclassification. So there were all kind of unknowns and crazy stuff happening last year. So at least going into this year, you kind of got a better feel for what that looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. We were moving our schedule all over the place last year when things got moved because we played a team that wasn't in the GHSA, played a team out of Alabama. So when the GHSA moved their schedule back 2 weeks, Alabama and then the other association didn't. And it just so happened that the Alabama school moved right into our off weeks. But then they ended up canceling on us. So it was – you ever seen those guys where they got the sticks and they're like was balancing all the bowls and plates? That's what scheduling felt like.
I can't even imagine it. And you were talking earlier in our conversation about, you know, coaches being detailed and, yeah, and wanting to have things go a certain way and have things planned out and whatnot. And that's such a big thing. And last year it was nearly impossible for everybody to have that kind of continuity.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but one way it did work out, we got 6 home games this year. So that'll be a positive. We got 6 home games. And then we open up with Kings Academy down in Atlanta, or Woodstock, I should say, and Towns County at home. And then we go to Coosa. And then we have Weaver and Southeast Whitfield at home to close out non-region.
And then you move into region play, and you're going to start out at home with the first region game against Mount Zion of Carroll. What do you expect from them this year?
Well, they won 8 ball games last year. I mean, and they're talented, and I think they got a wideout from Carrollton that's a pretty good player, or Central Carrollton. So, I mean, they're well coached. They'll do a good job. And then we got to go to Best Academy. Their head coach is a very good guy named Josh Moore. I've known him for a little while. And we got to go down there for a 5:30 game.
Oh, wow.
Because they share a stadium down there, you know. I guess it's Lakewood. And then we get the 2 old traditional games. We get Tryon and Gordon Lee at home. There ought to be a lot of people here for those. You know, that's a walk down memory lane.
And then a team that gets talked about from year to year, you're going to be going on the road and playing at Bowden, and that can be a pretty ominous place to play a football game.
Yeah, they're really, really good. I think they've got – their quarterback might be the most underrated player in the whole state of Georgia. You know, when I look at a kid, I go, can he play for everybody? He can play for everybody. I don't care who it is, what classification. He can play for every single school in Northwest Georgia. And I think Coach Finley does a really, really, really good job. And Bowden, people in Bowden love football. They care about it. So, you know, they're going to be tough.
Well, you were talking earlier about how last year, the season starting late, for me, this year it's kind of snuck up on me. I'm like, it is football season. It's crazy. I'm curious, do coaches feel that way about it?
Yeah, and we've had that conversation, you know, stuff with fundraising, like, you know, we sell discount cards, we did a barbecue thing, and it's like, oh, hey, that's like in 2 weeks. You know, and you basically had your off season last year, you was at home. And you got out of rhythm of all this stuff. Those first 3 days of spring football kind of kicked my butt a little bit. But just getting back into the rhythm of planning, you don't realize how much life has a rhythm and a pattern to it, you know, how much on autopilot you are until all that gets shut off, and then you got to start it back up. And I don't know that we're all the way there right now. Hopefully there'll be enough normalcy that we'll get back into the flow of things.
Coach, we are certainly rooting for the Aumurchie Indians this year, and the first thing we'll root for is that you get the complete season in, and certainly wish you the best of year and great success, Coach.
Right. Hey, thank you, and thank you for what you do and what your daddy have done, y'all have done for decades and decades, promoting sports, especially high school sports in Northwest Georgia. We appreciate y'all.
Well, I think I can speak for all of us when I say this. It's always a pleasure. I love getting out this time of year and talking to the coaches and feeling the excitement that you have for your team. And the fact of the matter is, one of the fun parts of these conversations this time of year is everybody's got a clean slate, and it's just going to be interesting to see how it goes.
That's right. We're tied for first in the state right now.
That's right. Well, we've been joined by the head coach of the Aumurchie Indians, Jeremy Green, on the WLAQ High School Football Coaches Preview Show. We're going to wrap it up. Hope you enjoyed the program. We invite you to stay tuned, because coming up, our next preview, it's going to be a conversation with Coosa Eagles head coach Joey Mathis. So stay tuned, folks, and thank you for listening to WLAQ. We'll be back.